Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness, and we're joined by the dusty one coming into the studio, the chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks. Indiana Honlein joins. We turn, however, to a memorial, an anniversary, a remembrance of the first war and a crime and a tragedy. Leo Max Frank. Thaddeus?
Why Indiana? Is this so relevant today?
Well, given the sharp rise of anti-Semitic incidents around the United States and the false accusations, it's reminiscent of too many events in the past, but one that actually happened in part on this day. The indictment of Leo Max Frank took place this day in Marietta, Georgia. He was arrested in 1913. He was working in his uncle's pencil factory as a superintendent. He was a graduate of Cornell University with a degree in mechanical engineering, had gotten married in 1910, and 3 years later was arrested when they found the body of Mary Fagan, a 13-year-old who had worked in the factory. And testimony was given to him, particularly against him by Jim Connolly, a factory janitor, who it is now believed was the actual murderer, and today it's the consensus of researchers that he was the actual murderer. He was sentenced to death, but that was commuted after additional information was given to the judge, and appeals were made on his behalf, and he was sentenced to life imprisonment in June of 1915. This enraged some of the people and amongst them the leading citizens of Marietta. He was taken by an armed gang from the prison where he was being held, and he was taken to Marietta where he was lynched. And this shocked the nation. It shocked people everywhere. He was an active leader in the Atlanta Jewish community. He was a young man, nice looking, had been grew up in New York, went to New York public schools before going to college, and then went to work for his uncle there in Atlanta. And the criticism, the outside criticism, fueled tremendous rage of anti-Semitism towards Frank and towards others. And as I said, this group of armed men from Fagan's hometown then came and took him and executed him. There's been movies and TV plays and others about it, but this was clearly a decisive turning point in America. And I think the Anti-Defamation League and other things came about as a result of it.
Leo Max Frank, April 17th, 1884, August 17th, 1915. Indiana's remembering. Now we go to Yavne, a central Israel town, and a discovery of a mosaic, Indiana, from the Byzantine period. What can you reveal to us about your latest trick?
Well, this is really an interesting discovery because it's the first of its kind in Yavne or the whole region. And what looked like just a whitish patina covering the floor of a building that had been excavated by archaeologists, they saw little black dots, and they started to excavate it to clean it with a special acid that is used, and they found this beautifully designed and intricate mosaic, which is now being removed and will be put on display in Israel. It dates to the Byzantine period, for the 4th or 5th century CE, and indicates something they did not know, that this was probably an affluent mansion in a well-placed neighborhood, which was adjacent to an industrial region, which is what they thought this would reveal as well. So it's multicolored, and I think that it will be something, a sight for people to go and see. It's a really unique mosaic.
I've wandered in the woods in the north of Israel, Indiana, and it's amazing what you discover in wilderness areas where the Romans once had large mansions. They're floors that are underneath the ground. This looks like another one of them. Indiana home line. The bullwhip, the bag of tricks, the chapeau, dust everywhere in my studio. Off for more adventures, more plunder, more discoveries in the Levant. Always looking for gold. That is McCotter, American Greatness. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Sheba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.